morning.
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 Good morning.
You're in for a great treat right now.
Wake up, Singapore. The golden mic is on.
We the people are ready for this.
In the Flying Dutchman on 91.3 1FM.
We hope you had a great Deepavali holiday.
Yes. Did you?
Yes, of course, absolutely.
I had a wonderful day yesterday. Stayed at home and just pigged out.
I stayed at home and just cleaned up the house and reorganized my cupboards. Yeah, so it was a very productive day, I
see. That's because you don't have children yet. For us who have children, cleaning the house and tidying the cupboards is considered pigging out.
Oh.
Yeah, because, you know.
If I had children, they would do all these chores for me.
When they reach 19. Not before that.
Also, I found out from Andre that there was a situation. Where was the situation? You know, someone,
fireworks,
and there were policemen called in to arrest the people who were playing with fireworks and all that.
Little India.
You mean fireworks as in
near Racecourse Road?
Oh wow, poor guys.
How many people were arrested?
Two guys.
Okay.
And I thought it was quite amazing because during the fireworks, which only lasted for a minute or so,
okay,
within that 1 minute, the cops were there.
Well, that shows the efficiency of our police force.
Shows how amazing our cops are, right?
I mean, we have neighborhood police posts everywhere.
Everywhere.
They probably came from a neighborhood police post.
So some passerby was videoing the whole firework process and talking about it and smiling and laughing. Next thing you know, police officers running towards the fireworks, cars going there.
This was Little India. You see, after the rioting the last time round, I'm sure there are like 5 neighborhood police posts in that area alone.
Well, I don't know about the police posts, but they're very heavy patrols. Yeah. There are still patrols through Little India to keep things in line. But
right.
I don't know. Maybe these guys
can't set off fireworks here in Singapore.
Again, maybe these guys didn't understand our laws.
There, make excuses for
that. No. I learned this when I did the Raise live broadcast. Mm-hmm. Remember for the social media?
Mm-hmm.
For the social enterprise people?
Okay.
There is a social enterprise here that actually works with foreign workers to help them understand our laws and our way of life and stuff like this. Because many of them come to Singapore. This stuff is explained to them. They don't speak the language, so they don't understand.
FD, so where do you think they found this fireworks?
I have no idea. I'm trying to be nice here. No, I'm trying to be nice, okay? I'm trying to be nice here.
You're creating excuses. This is Singapore. We don't accept excuses for ignorance.
Okay. And you can't just play fireworks, you know, anytime you wish.
To all the foreigners, I tried to help you. I'm sorry.
Anyway, here's Katy Perry with Firework on 1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Let's talk about the fireworks in Little India once again.
Okay, so
I mean, I just saw the video.
Yeah.
And we are posting the video on our Facebook page as I speak.
Right.
Okay. I have to say, it was very impressive.
It was impressive. It was impressive. It was a lot more than what I thought it would be.
If I was a resident of Little India, I would have been entertained.
I would have been really annoyed.
Yeah.
I would have been annoyed at that. Basically, the smoke and the smell of gunpowder and stuff like that floating into my house is going to be horrible because it's not that far from the flats either. So, yeah, it would be a little annoying.
I thought you were going to be on my side, no? After defending the people.
No, I thought when you said fireworks, these were these tiny holy hands, the thing fires up, right? But these are not. These are large fireworks. These are truly large fireworks. Although, I do miss the days of fireworks in Singapore.
Were you around for the days when they used to play?
Yes. Guy Fawkes Day, Christmas, we used to have fireworks in our garden.
Mm. But fireworks like that?
Not quite as big as that, but we would have fireworks in our garden, yeah.
That must have cost quite a lot.
That would have cost a few hundred bomb.
Bucks. Cost a few hundred dollars.
I would have said a few thousand bucks.
It was like a mini National Day parade fireworks display.
For that length, it would have cost them a few thousand, not a few hundred.
Right.
So at commercial value.
Because every year when I'm in the US for summer, towards the end of June,
okay,
there are fireworks stands selling fireworks because July come that July month.
Right.
It's all fireworks.
It's July the 4th.
July the 4th is when it starts, and it's amazing. You know, I tell you, the fireworks that you can get off the streets It's just stuff that we see at National Day.
Right. And no problems when they play fireworks. No one gets hurt. No houses get burned down.
Oh, you know, of course people get hurt. Come on, you can't say no one gets hurt.
No, I'm asking.
So far, I've not heard any cases of anyone getting hurt. Maybe some of them, their hands may be burned slightly or something. But the next morning, you'll always hear in the news, homes set ablaze or, you know.
Yeah, that's what we want to avoid here in Singapore. And that's why our government says no.
Yeah, because
we will put up a huge display for everyone during the National Day Parade.
Yeah.
After the F1 race.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
But you guys can't play fireworks on your own.
Because maybe you guys don't remember, but I remember the fires in Chinatown over Chinese New Year with firecrackers and fireworks.
Oh. Yeah, that's because you're playing in a built-up area. But what if you had a designated area with no residential, with no homes or maybe a big field.
But there will always be idiots.
There will always be.
There will always be idiotic fools.
That's the problem.
You know what I mean? With shaky hands and all that. And
you're not supposed to hold. Glenn, when you play fireworks like this, you do not hold the fireworks.
Exactly what
There's
I mean.
There's a base plate with a...
What do you think the idiotic fools will do?
They will hold the fireworks.
They will hold
the fireworks. Yeah, that therein lies the problem.
Yes.
But, you know, it's a nice idea, Andre, but I just don't think it'll ever happen here in Singapore, having a designated area for fireworks.
Mm.
But hey, gutsy people who tried it at Little India. Yeah. Whoa. Hey, I wonder what they'll be charged with.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine, right? $10,000?
$2,000 to $10,000, or some jail time under the Dangerous Fireworks Act.
Ooh.
Wow.
Okay.
Ouch. I wonder whether these guys are going to be made an example of.
I think they might. I think they might.
How many years in jail again?
I think up to two weeks in jail.
Two to $10,000.
Sorry, 2 years.
2 years.
Whoa.
No, actually, if the government really wants to make an example out of two of them, is it?
Two guys.
Just throw them in prison for life. I don't think anybody will dare set off fireworks ever again.
Do you know how ridiculous Singapore would look? You throw someone into prison for life for playing with fireworks?
Two people for the good of the whole nation.
Four.
Glenn.
Wow. I'm glad you're not in politics.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. I don't know how Liverpool fans are taking this, but a sculpture of Liverpool and Egypt football star Mohamed Salah unveiled in his home country is raising eyebrows, with people saying it looks more like 1970s singer Leo Say. I checked out a photo of the sculpture, and I have to say, it looks nothing like Mo Salah. It looks exactly like Leo Sayer. Have you seen the sculpture,
I have MD? Seen the sculpture.
What is going on?
That sculpture is an embarrassment, number one.
It is.
It is terrible.
What's up with the little arms and
He like starts
short,
out. He starts out as
legs.
A minion and then ends up as a giant. It's absolutely ridiculous. Two things. I think it's a ridiculous looking statue. I agree. He does look like Leo Sayer. From certain angles, he actually looks like Richard Simmons. But never mind that one. And number two, I don't think the man has achieved enough as yet to warrant a statue.
He does warrant this statue.
Or maybe this one.
With the way things are going for Liverpool, I mean, down.
Hey,
I mean,
what? Down.
They're no longer in second place.
Right? Yeah, well, it's
they're like in third place. My United is up from eighth.
Yeah, to seventh. Wow.
Yes.
Whew.
It's progress.
Yeah, right.
You guys should start going up again.
Yeah, don't worry.
Because, you know, I would rather Liverpool win the league than Man City. So come on, guys, buck up.
We will, absolutely. But Mo Salah, man, do something about that statue of yours, because that's not good.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. And it's time for this guy's life hack.
This guy suddenly became a minion here. Anyway, life hack. Glenn, you gotta agree, more and more people these days use copper utensils in their kitchens.
Okay.
Correct. Do you have anything copper in your kitchen?
I do, but I haven't used them.
How would you clean it to keep it nice and shiny and clean?
Usually, because these don't belong to me, you see. Belongs to Jean. So I think her maid used to wash them.
Okay. Little tip. I've done this at home and it actually works.
I don't know whether it's copper or gold.
It wouldn't be gold.
Yeah, it wouldn't be gold.
It would be copper. A way to keep copper clean and shiny, ketchup.
Ketchup?
Tomato ketchup. It takes the tarnish off copper and helps it shine.
And then the ends will come.
No, then you wash it after that.
I see.
But to get rid of the tarnish, to get rid of any stains on it, you use ketchup.
Because of the vinegar.
Because of the acids in ketchup. That will get rid of your stains. That will help shine your copper. And it'll look like brand new. Tried and tested, and it does work.
I'll try it today.
That is your life hack for today.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Meanwhile, at the coffee shop...
Good morning, Raju, and happy Deepavali. One product kosong, please.
Good morning, Hung K. Fish or chicken curry, machan?
Oh, no curry for me, thanks. Tummy not doing so well.
Okay, I'll give you some sugar on the side. Hey, Hung K, were you in Little India last night?
No, I was at my friend Deepak's house for Deepavali. We had so much to eat.
Hey, if you were in Little India, you would have seen fireworks, you know, on Race Course Road.
Oh, wow. I thought fireworks were illegal here in Singapore.
It is. That's why in a viral video, you can see police officers scrambling towards the fireworks now. But I must say, the fireworks were wonderful.
Ha ha ha! I had so much spicy Indian food last night. I had fireworks of a different kind in my toilet this morning.
Enough, bloody, enough!
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with Andre as well as Sean. My favorite tennis player is in the news. Tennis legend Roger Federer.
The Fed Express.
The Fed Express. He says he refuses to sleep in a bed without his wife, Mirka.
Good for him.
Even when he is competing in far-flung locations.
Good for him.
He's 37 years old. Mirka is 40. He says he takes his wife, Mirka, and their two sets of twins with him wherever he goes.
Wow. Nice. I like it.
And he says he can't understand some people who sleep apart from their wives because they have kids and so on and so forth. Because he says he's always wanted to have kids with Mirka, and so... he's not about to like sleep in a different room or whatever. He wants to sleep in the same room as his wife and his kids all the time.
Well, good on you,
Roger. As a matter
of fact,
when he's competing, he says he even, you know, changes the nappies and all that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Nice.
He does.
Great example.
Yeah. Unlike Andre Houdin.
What?
Huh?
What do you mean?
Doesn't change nappies and sleeps in a separate room.
Hello.
You told us that.
That's true. You said you sleep in a different room.
But I do change
nappies.
And that's
why you hired the help.
I always change nappies. I'm the expert nappy changer. If you guys ever want to witness a perfect nappy change, I'm the man.
Okay, bring the nappies and you put the nappies on me.
Oh, yeah.
I will lie down for you. No, but of course, I won't take off my shorts. It's just... so that people know.
Andre, you go and buy adult diapers. We do it tomorrow. We video, we put it up.
No, I have a beach towel. I think you can use that.
No. I'll bring the adult diapers.
Adult diapers?
Yeah, FD, do you have any spare ones at home?
Spare? When did this become hit FD?
Wait, hold on. You can't use those because those are like Pampers, right?
Yeah.
That's plain cheat.
Oh, you want the cloth diaper?
Yeah.
Isn't that what you're talking about?
No, no one uses cloth diapers.
Please,
anymore.
What,
you're wrong.
Then what
they
skill do you
they
need
do.
If you're
true.
Just putting on some Pampers? Oh,
no,
my goodness.
No, Pampers not a slip-on, you know. It's still diapers.
No,
it's
rubbish. Yeah, it's
but
why
like a nasi lemak packet.
Nonsense.
It's like
easy.
Velcro and stuff, right? You must do what the old-timers do. You know, which is cloth nappies.
Cloth nappies.
With safety pins and all that.
Wow. Okay.
If you strip down to your underwear, I will do it.
No, but the thing is, now I know you're an expert Pampers changer. Right?
It's diaper.
Or rather,
it's called diaper. Pampers is the brand.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
But these diapers are all there for you to just...
He's talking nappy
change. Because you're talking about skill. What skill?
Okay, I'll bring the nappy in and you change.
Please.
Okay, I tell you what. You bring in two... he will put a nappy on me. You put a nappy on him. See who's better.
Okay. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits. We hope you're enjoying the show. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
You know, Glenn, I'm sure you've heard of this, right? Life begins at 40. The expression. Life begins at 40. Well, according to a new survey, life now begins at 60.
Oh, that's nice.
Because older people refuse to slow down, according to new research.
Good for you.
It looks like middle age doesn't end until you hit 68. Today, 60-somethings have the same outlook and equivalent lifespan ahead, and they're more upbeat than their 40-year-olds.
Well done.
So well done.
That's the spirit.
Absolutely.
Good
and
on you.
I must agree.
And you and you.
I must agree. Life does begin at 60. It begins with knee aches and then back aches and then headaches. But your social circle does expand. Because you meet so many people.
Exactly.
At the doctors, the physiotherapists, the chiropractor.
F-Day.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with Andre as well as Sean. Is anyone bored with Movember yet?
I think Movember is becoming a little difficult to do. When it first started out, it was a lot of fun.
Yep.
People could use fake mustaches. They could Photoshop a mustache on when they put a picture up. There was a lot of talk and a lot of fun. But now there are just too many rules.
I mean, personally, I'm fed up because, you know, I can't grow a mustache.
Yeah.
So, you know, I obviously can't be a part of
this. I mean, I'm trying to grow one, but no one can see it because the face is white, the hair is white, everything's white. You know?
Yeah, they're just way too strict.
Yeah.
Way too strict.
Yeah.
So I was thinking we should come up with some new charity ideas for Movember based around the Movember name, okay? And so here are my top five alternative charities for Movember.
All right, the top five alternative charities for Movember at number five.
Slovember, doing everything at half pace for charity.
It's like some people I know. Number four.
FOEvember, Fovember, treating everyone as if they're your enemy for the whole month for charity.
I like that.
Number three.
TOWvember, Tovember, staying attached to someone and dragging them around using a rope for the whole month in aid of charity.
At number two,
Yovember, spending the whole month impersonating a rapper in aid of charity.
White boys can't do that. And the top alternative charity for Movember,
No. November. You spend the whole month turning down requests from people asking you to do stupid things for charity.
Oh. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits.
Let's have a bit of fun, shall we?
1FM.
Hashtag.
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 Hashtag. Hashtag.
Let me see your war face.
Time for hashtag wars.
What's today's hashtag, Sean?
So today's hashtag is odd security guard remarks.
Oh, okay.
So tell me a location where your security guard is and what odd remark your security guard says.
Like
for example, imagine if it's the security guard at the mall.
Okay.
And he says, "Hey, mind watching the register?" That's very odd. Or your condo security guard and he says, "Sorry, I can't babysit your kids again."
Whoa. I'm sure that happens quite often.
What, condo guards not babysitting your kids? Yeah. They're not supposed to.
Not supposed to, but I have a feeling some parents may leave their kids with the security uncle.
Oh, wow. Okay,
while they go for a swim.
Oh, my goodness. Ouch. Let's start with Andre, shall we?
Okay, so a shopping mall security guard saying, if there's no price tag, it's free.
Oh, wow. I also want to go there.
I want to know which mall you're talking about.
Mustafa la.
Okay, Sean.
My odd security guard is from the shopping mall as well.
Mm.
He says, "Turn around and spread them. You've stolen my heart."
Oh.
So sweet right there.
Like, you know, people keep nicking things in supermarkets, right? So sometimes they get caught in a supermarket and the security guard will turn to the person and go,
I'll frisk you if you'll frisk me.
Always have to take it there.
Yeah, I'm going to go with something a little bit more wholesome.
Oh, my.
This is a security guard at the Singapore Indoor Stadium.
Ah.
Excuse me, I need to check the bags under your eyes. And that would do it for Hashtag Wars.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.